We welcome to the show Dr. Rachel Greenup, who is the co-director of the Center for Breast Cancer at the Yale Cancer Center and Smilow Cancer Hospital, and also is a section chief of breast surgery in the Yale School of Medicine's Department of Surgery. And the reason we have Dr. Greenup on today is because I wanted to address financial toxicity for patients when it comes to breast cancer. And so, Dr. Greenup, welcome to the show. First of all, what is financial toxicity and how does medical debt play a role in patients battling health challenges, specifically breast cancer?
Yeah, good morning, Melissa. Thank you for having me. Financial toxicity is a term that was first introduced in 2013 and really describes the extraordinary mental and emotional stress that patients and families carry at the time of a cancer diagnosis or diagnosis of any major health condition, but related to the additional burden of expensive medical care and non-medical care that relates to issues such as childcare, transportation, lodging. So families having to navigate expenses to receive health care while they also navigate a life-threatening diagnosis or disease.
And we do know in our news recently, there's a state initiative to eliminate medical debt for 100,000 Connecticut residents who are considered low-income families. And so that's where this topic really comes to play. I'm curious, Dr. Greenup, what made you want to research this? And sort of ballpark, how many people would you say are impacted by financial toxicity?
Yeah, I mean, so this initiative is extraordinary. The data shows that anywhere between 40 and 80% of individuals with cancer have some level of financial hardship after their diagnosis. And it really is a spectrum related in part to their financial stability or financial status at the time of diagnosis. I really became passionate about this topic in 2012 at the beginning of my career when I recognized that, unfortunately, if individuals can pay for treatment, they are treated until their last days of life. But if they can't pay for treatment, sadly, they're often not even receiving very basic, very affordable screening, such as annual mammogram. And so the imbalance was profound in the United States.
And again, Dr. Greenup is a breast cancer surgeon. She's the co-director of the Center for Breast Cancer at Yale Cancer Center and Smilow Cancer Hospital. And, you know, to your point, Dr. Greenup, when you are bypassing, if you will, it's sort of the same as when we hear about seniors on fixed incomes and they bypass taking their medication, for example. I mean, it means a much more disastrous result, right, of treating that diagnosis and being able to overcome it or at least live comfortably with it.
Yeah, the data is crystal clear that struggles with affording cancer treatment across all disease sites, including breast, is clearly associated with poor mental health, poor physical health, and worse mortality. So a really landmark study done by Scott Ramsey in 2016 showed that if you struggle to pay for care, you have a 2.5-fold increased risk of death after breast cancer diagnosis than if you don't.
Wow. And Dr. Greenup, it sort of leads me to my next point, though, that this study, obviously, that you worked on, which we're going to link it to our website, voiceofct.com, for people to look at, it focuses on breast cancer, right, and financial toxicity with that. But I'd imagine you would find similar results for other health diagnoses out there, correct?
Absolutely. Yep. Across disease site, it's not no one's unfortunately immune, and it's agnostic to cancer type.
So I guess my question would be, how do you combat medical debt effectively in your professional opinion?
Yeah, it's a multi-pronged approach. I mean, I think politics aside, the first goal when we meet patients is to make sure that we are, if they're eligible for any health plans that they're unaware of, for example, if they're Medicaid eligible but they're not enrolled, we get them enrolled. We help them maximize their existing health plan. We help them apply for short-term disability plans for which they may be eligible. There are extraordinary, both local and national organizations that provide relief for cancer patients specifically, but also for individuals with other chronic diseases. Locally, Infinite Strength was started by Roberta Lombardi in Madison, Connecticut, that provides relief for young mothers with metastatic breast cancer. And the Patient Advocacy Foundation is a national organization that provides medical debt relief and case management for individuals with all chronic diseases, but a large proportion of their clientele is individuals with cancer. And then we're really working on taking the stigma away from this issue. Many patients don't even think that cancer affordability is something they specifically need to think about. They understandably hear they have a life-threatening disease. They're focused on treatment. They're focused on survival. And they don't ask for financial support until they're in crisis. And at that point, it's much more difficult to dig out from debt than if we knew early and if we could be proactive in supporting them. And so we have an ongoing project at Smilo called the Forecast Study that we've co-designed with wonderful cancer survivors and patient participants, creating some amazing videos with a colleague, James Hendershot, and Dr. Ellie Prasalaglu to help introduce this concept early to patients in a soft and gentle way that takes the stigma out of asking for help so they know resources are available to them.
And I think you also speak to something else, Dr. Greenup. I agree. It's a multi-prong approach. I mean, there's so many, I'd say, issues with affordability in healthcare in general, from the actual health insurance that people have, from, you know, what hospitals charge, from what medications are you know, covered or not, how expensive they are. I think there's so much, obviously, to a very in-depth issue. But I do love, you know, even the side that we do have control over, which is prevention. And I think it's a call, and it highlights the importance of getting your screenings, going to checkups, making sure you know, you're not bypassing 2, 3, 4 years before you go to see your primary care doctor. And I think keeping up with that, you know, there's, like you said, there are a lot of avenues that need to be explored with this. But certainly, you know, if there's anything that we can do to prevent or at least catch something early enough, that certainly also cuts down on the costs as well. Dr. Greenup, I want to thank you so much. We are going to link your research to our website, voiceofct.com, and we appreciate you talking about this here on WICC.